For as the new heavens and the new earth which I am creating are enduring before my face, says the oracle of Jehovah, so also your posterity and reputation. And that's from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2, from the Word Green version of 2003. Our daily scripture for today, little children. And as we continue in our study of the Ark of Urartu, the Orient Express, our article, in paragraph 5 of chapter 8, we see on the left an illustration of Chi, hornless dragon seal, the Chi hornless dragon, and it's a seal, or a marking, in other words, used on to impress upon wax, which would be used to seal a letter or a document, something like that, without trying to understand too much about this illustration, it represents or depicts on the right at the top a sort of pitchfork shape with an X below that inside a what looks like a container or a cup, which is resting upon a short extension, which is at the top of another letter, which looks sort of like a table top character or a tabletop shape, with one other prominence protruding on the left of the cup above it, and also a U-shaped extension or ornament below, in between the two legs of the table that are depicted, one on either side of that U-shaped ornament, which is also attached only at the top underside of the table. And to the left of all of those characters is a what looks like a horizontally mirror image letter B, would be the closest way to describe it, I think. And it's not even very close to that, because what would have been the vertical part of the side of the B has been altered on the right side because it's the mirror image. But the right side of it is not a straight vertical line, but rather one curled line at the top that curls inward and upward to the left, and the other lower line is just extending partway up and doesn't meet the other top line, or the line extending from the top. And at the top of the B, there's a prominence of a horn that projects upward for perhaps one third the height of the B or more, up as high as the pitchfork on the right nearly. So that's what we have there for that Chi hornless dragon seal. Paragraph 8, 5, or chapter 8, paragraph 5 of the Ark of Urartu, the Orient Express now. As I wrote here, 11:19 hours, the fourth day is hardest in any golf tournament. And then at 11:30 hours, I wrote, the temperature is 29 degrees Fahrenheit in Ottawa right now. And that was then, when I wrote that, in 2011. This, right now, it's 28 degrees Fahrenheit, where I am now. and by our thermometer, but the sun is shining. Now, that's not by our thermometer here now. That's by the weather forecast, the online weather forecast or weather report. It's 28 degrees Fahrenheit right now, but at the time that I wrote that, that was by our thermometer. We had an outdoor thermometer at that time. But the sun is shining like there's no tomorrow at the time I wrote that. I'm still, this is reading the paragraph now, because the sun's not shining here right now. It's approaching 2200 hours right now. It's dark outside. But I wrote, the sun was shining, and I want to send my love out to my friends. Then I wrote at 1422 hours, the materialism of nations raises guarded borders between them, so that travel from one country to any other is discouraged, as nations are suspicious of their guests. Ultimately, it seems clear that the only way to resolve the world's conflicts is to voluntarily lower national limits. The problem dates back to the start of Nimrod's rulership. What happens is that consciences get marked by the wrongs, and it is necessary to reset the conscience to correct it. Do not be conquered by the evil, but conquer it with good. So we've got these borders, which are artificial boundaries between nations. So the nations have set up all these boundaries between the nations to prevent people coming from one country to the other, so as to protect the citizens of each country, their own citizens. But, I mean, wouldn't it be superior if we loved every person on earth equally and we didn't need these national borders? Would that not be superior? I mean, this mistrust of other people from other nations is what is causing a lot of the world's problems, is it not? Do not be conquered by the evil, but conquer it with good. 1804 hours, I wrote, by my God, I can climb a wall. So wrote the psalmist, and so by Jehovah am I able to reveal the past. The name of China, meaning middle and on the mark, was never lost. It was preserved in Shinar, as we have seen. 2011, March 28th. 0828 hours, the Chinese unit of length, remarkably, is the Qi, and is thought to be also an ancient astronomical measure, as akin to a degree, something which may have been adapted from Shinar, where astronomy was the major false religion. God be gracious to me, a sinner. That's the sinner's prayer. It corresponds to the foot, measuring 1.094 feet, or 333.3 millimeters. The symbol that looks like the Latin uppercase R, the Chinese Han, character for the Qi, is also used to represent a note in Gong Chi Pu, the Chinese musical notation. The Chinese word qi, with a downward vowel sound, also means the life breath. A qi is also a hornless dragon, or equally a mountain demon in Chinese mythology, as shown by a particular symbol. Not all that different from the hornless dragon as far as the character on the right goes there. Rather similar. You see the X inside the cup. We see at the top what looks like a flame rather than a pitchfork, and below at the bottom is that table with the U-shape in underneath it again, attached only on one side of the U. It's very similar, the right-hand symbol. The left-hand one bears little resemblance to the uppercase B, mirror imaged horizontally. 10-12 hours. In Taiwan, the qi, as a measure of length, is 303 millimeters, and the Czech of Hong Kong, 371.475 millimeters. 11-19 hours. Kainan's legacy is more what first meets the eye. And that concludes our study in the article, The Ark of Urartu to the Orient Express, for today, Chapter 8, Paragraph 5. We have used 11 minutes of our time, which is not a whole lot. I've got some other things. I'm dealing with some problems. I might be able to show you this. These two, you see this, my two thumbs. If you look at the two thumbs, one of them has a bump that is prominent compared to the other thumb. And let's see if we can get it against the dark background there. So there's a bump there. The middle one, you can see one of the middle bumps of the knuckle is elevated. There you go. Maybe getting a good angle on it to see how much of a bump it really is. It's quite a big bump. And that's an exacerbation or a flare-up of my rheumatoid arthritis. That's like my warning light. There it is. Look at that. It's quite a big bump on that knuckle, just huge. But it's not always a sore, but when it's sore, I can't touch it without pain, and I can't bend it sometimes without pain either. So it's debilitating if I have that flaring up. So I realized after I'd been eating a lot of licorice, and I don't know whether the licorice caused the flare up or not, because we'll have to be studying it more. But I had to stop eating. I was eating so much. I had to stop eating licorice because I was eating a lot of licorice every day. I was eating, how many grams was it per day? I'm trying to think. I forgot the amount per bag. I was eating a bag of licorice every day. I can find out what it is. Let's find out what it is. There it is. Yeah, I was eating almost a third of a case, so that's like 6 ounces. 6 ounces of licorice. 6 ounces of licorice I was eating every day. And you can't even eat 5 grams of licorice. I mean, 30 grams is an ounce. I was eating 180 grams. You're not even supposed to eat. Now, mind you, most of that's not licorice, I guess. Most of it's other stuff. But I was eating 185 grams of licorice with the other bag, the other things that were in the bag added to the licorice, whatever they were included in that. What was included in the licorice was sugar and wheat flour and things like that. I wasn't aware of the wheat flour that was in there until after I found out that licorice causes depletion of the mineral potassium in the body. And I've been, and it also has another element or constituent in the licorice itself that is harmful, very harmful to the health, and can cause headaches and heart failure and all sorts of things if you take too much licorice at one time. So I was on a path for death if I kept eating this licorice. So I needed to stop, but at around the same time, my knuckle flared up, so I'm not sure if the licorice caused that or not, but now I'm not going to eat more licorice. I'm not going to eat any more licorice for a while. I'm going to have to be under a strict, under restriction, you know, I'll have to control my licorice consumption very strictly because I've learned it's not safe to eat just any amount of licorice. When I started the licorice, I know it has many, many health benefits, one of which is it helps with weight loss, but it has many benefits to the health, licorice. It's anti-inflammatory. It's a wonderful thing. It's not a bad thing, but eating too much of it is a bad thing. But I was remembering my younger days when I used to be down at the tennis courts and we would buy at the canteen, we'd buy some licorice, or they had cherry Twizzlers, which were also called licorice or Twizzlers. And they had no licorice in them at all. They were cherry flavored, but the black ones were licorice. And we used to buy that. And then I, later on in my, when I got older, I used to eat black licorice nibs at the movie theaters. Whenever I'd go watch a movie, I used to like to eat these nibs. But that was the only real time I could buy them or ever saw them or thought to eat nibs or thought to eat licorice after the tennis courts, you know. But, oh, the other thing licorice does is it's a laxative. It helps with, it relieves constipation. So it's a wonderful, many things about licorice are good, right? But you have to be very careful with it, as I found out. But now I'm not going to be eating licorice. But what I have to do now is try to see if I can reverse this flare up of the rheumatoid arthritis in my left thumb, which is a flare up. This camera image is a mirror image, and that's why it looks like my right thumb probably, but it's my left thumb. But this flare-up, you know, it can be... I've reversed it in the past simply by consuming... I thought it was by means of vitamin K2 in the MK7 form, along with vitamin D that I took. And I take about, you know... I mean, it's not toxic as far as anybody knows. So vitamin K2 is very safe in that regard. So I was taking 6 times the nominal daily amount, which is fine because it's not... I mean, 3 times the amount was what the world expert Kate Rayon Blue was taking when she was pregnant. She was taking 3 times the daily. So I was taking 6 times the daily, thinking there's no problem. And there isn't any problem that I've ever seen with the vitamin K2. It's been a phenomenal vitamin for me. And I think it still is. It's just that we have to be careful and try to experiment. We don't want to stop taking things, because that's when things get worse. You know, if you stop taking your beneficial vitamins, things get worse. But sometimes you can get a flare-up because, in the case of licorice, it depletes potassium, which is very important. And does potassium exacerbate? Let's see what we have. Potassium. Let's see. Let's go to Google. Potassium. I don't know how to get... Forget that. Let's go here. I just want to drag a... Where are we? Drag this in here. Potassium. Does potassium... cause arthritis? Or, sorry, does it help arthritis? That's right. And a diet that's rich in potassium may help reduce joint pain and improve rheumatoid arthritis. So you see, and licorice depletes. Does licorice deplete potassium? Yes, consuming large amounts of licorice can lower potassium levels. And this is the compound glycyrrhizic acid that does that. And that can, low potassium can cause abnormal heart rhythms, high blood pressure, heart failure, and other serious side effects. So low potassium is a very serious problem. I've got potassium supplements in my supplement stores. I can take potassium supplements, but I can just eat bananas and tuna. I think canned tuna has a lot of potassium in it, quite a bit. I can eat bananas. That's the main way I think I'm going to deal with potassium depletion. And I noticed already that bananas relieve my arthritis in the past, just recently. So I've noted that before. So, and also vitamin K2, I've noted, has a very, very strong effect on improving arthritis. And that's in the MK7 form. But the MK4 form, I'm not so sure about its effect on arthritis, but it's a very beneficial thing as well. MK4, it's not as well recognized when you try to buy vitamin K2. It's much more difficult to find MK4 than it is MK7 of the forms of the vitamin K2 which are available. MK7 is much easier to obtain, and it's a very good form. It stays in your body much longer than MK4, which is only there for a few hours compared to a few days for MK7. But MK7 is the one that reduces the joint problems with the calcium that builds up in the joints. It doesn't reverse it directly. It causes the GLA proteins to be produced and become available for the body. And it's the GLA proteins, as I understand it, that enable the calcium to be removed from the joints and deposited in the bones. GLA proteins, vitamin K. GLA proteins are a family of proteins that require vitamin K to be active. Vitamin K2 is the one that we are specifically mentioning or using to do that. That's the one that, it also reverses heart disease by reversing the buildup of calcium in the arteries or in the arterial wall, right? A protein that inhibits vascular calcification, this GLA protein, and plays a role in bone organization. So it's very important, the GLA protein, and that's needed by the body for that purpose of, you know, preventing heart disease and reversing it and preventing arthritis by the buildup of calcium, which is what causes arthritis in the joints. But I'm not sure what's causing my bump. It could be the buildup of calcium. But I've reversed this bump many times. It's gone down and up and down and up. I have to pay attention to what causes the different flare-ups and try to learn. But GLA protein is a very, very good thing. And vitamin K2 is the one in the MK7 form that's known to reverse they're not even mentioning it there. They're just saying vitamin K, not vitamin K2. There's always more to learn about this, but Dr. Kate Rayon Blue talked about this. She's the world expert on vitamin K2, vitamin K2 specifically, and she talks about and knows about these GLA proteins and how vitamin K2 can reverse the calcification in the body of certain sites that should not have calcium in them. You know, like you shouldn't have calcium in your joints and you shouldn't have it in your arteries. It should be in the bones. And these GLA proteins enable the calcium to be moved from the joints and arteries to the bones, but only in the presence of vitamin K2 is that possible. And that's also only possible with vitamin D present. K2 plus D are they're both required for these GLA proteins. Let's see, vitamin K2 and vitamin D. D3. Matrix GLA proteins are activated by vitamins K2 and D to remove calcium from tissues and regulate calcium levels in the body. It's a phenomenal system when you get these vitamins together. So that's the way I was doing it. That's the way I've been doing it before, was using those vitamins. And you can take milk or calcium, whatever form you want, with those vitamins at the same time. And the calcium will not be going into your arteries or into your joints when you're taking these vitamins with it. That's the beauty of this system. You take it with magnesium also, and boron usually too, because they're also very useful to help the assimilation of calcium and the proper processing of calcium in the body. Boron's a mineral. Boron's a mineral. Magnesium is also a mineral. Boron's a very light mineral, very small atom compared to magnesium and calcium. Calcium's the biggest of the three, of those three. There's so many things that one could read. I haven't attempted to read all of it. I never would consider attempting to read all of it because it would confuse you, a person. It would confuse everybody, right, to read anybody. To read all of the literature. So we just, what I do is I strictly always focus on what I'm interested in and what I know. And I continue to build on what I know by continuing to focus on what I know. I've been looking up some more sources of vitamin K2 today to see if I could find more of the liquid MK4. It seems to be produced only by Thorne Laboratories, in the quantities that, and for the price that makes it economically feasible to take it in larger quantities. If you want to take MK4 in the liquid form in larger quantities, but to do so you have to take it with the vitamin D that comes with it in the liquid form, and that's meaning you're going to get many thousands of units of vitamin D if you do that. So I'm seeking to go a different route right now if I want to, because I'm not sure what the effect of MK4 is really doing, what it's doing, what its effect is on my particular health situation. But also I've got an awful lot of the MK4 in the tablets, or capsules I should say, capsule form. I've got a lot of capsules of MK4 without the vitamin D in it, and I've got so much of it that I've got to at some point start trying it and seeing how it works. I bought a lot of it because I wanted to have the availability of MK4 without the vitamin D if I wanted to take it, to modify the ratio of the vitamin D relative to the vitamin K2. MK4. The MK4 is just a subdivision of K2. K2 is the name of the vitamin, which is the menaquinone vitamin form of vitamin K. K1 is the phylloquinone and K2 is the menaquinone. And K2, there's a K3 also, but just for the sake of limiting our discussion, K3 is, I think, a synthetic form of vitamin K. It's not as significant to the body as far as we know right now, but we're always learning more. But vitamin K2 is very significant to the body, and it's been known since about 1940, I believe, sometime. But it was really discovered as something called Activator X by the dentist called, what's his name, Price. Let's get back to that. Dentist Price. See, his name. The name of the dentist, Activator X, it's called. He discovered it as Activator X. And he discovered it a long time ago. He wrote a book on it. On the, you know, Mr. It's Price's work. What's Dr. Price's name? Weston Price. There it is. The elusive X factor. At that time, vitamin K2 had not been identified, but in 1945, he described this activator X factor that we now know as vitamin K2. But I think vitamin K2 was actually discovered in 1940. It's just that Weston Price didn't know that it was the same thing as vitamin K2. It was, vitamin K2 was identified at the same time as vitamin K1, but it's, it, which was about 1940, I believe, but it was, no, 1929. You see that? A long time ago. It was discovered a long time ago, along with vitamin K1, I believe. They were both categorized or cataloged at the same time, vitamin K1 and K2. And it, that's what I read somewhere else, that it was at the same time that they identified these two molecules, K1 and K2, but at that time when they discovered K1, they didn't understand that K2 had a very big significance also in the body. But then we saw in 1945, Activator X was discovered, but it was, wasn't known that it was vitamin K2 at that time. But Weston Price identified something he called Activator X. It's in all dairy that is from grass-fed animals, and that's where primarily the food source is. But also it's in fermented foods, like fermented vegetables, like natto beans. Very high content in natto beans, vitamin K2 in the MK7 form. But a lot of foods have the MK4 form from the grass-fed animals. It's all vitamin K2, though, MK7 and MK4. But that's it for today's study. Thank you for listening and watching. I love you very much. I'm Ward Green. And today, it is, what are we doing here? It's November 30th, 2024 of the Common Era, and the time is 22:16 hours, North American Eastern Time. It is, let's see, this is Sissy, and this is Star saying bye for now. And we just studied Chapter 8, Paragraph 5 of The Ark of Urartu, The Orient Express.